Ground stop lifted at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport as winter blast hits eastern U.S. by Amy Furr on January 6, 2025. Authorities lifted a ground stop at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport that was issued on Monday amid winter weather. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, issued the ground stop as the weather conditions snarled travelers' plans, WGN-TV reported. However, a ground delay will be in effect until 8 p.m., the outlet said. O'Hare travelers should expect significant delays, with incoming flights now delayed an average of more than 2 hours, according to the FAA. Many incoming flights in other locations as a major winter storm moves through the Midwest and into the mid-Atlantic states. As of about 10:15 a.m. Monday, there have been 177 flight cancellations at O'Hare over the last 24 hours, with a total average delay now just over 30 minutes. Chicagoans may experience lake-effect snow and some freezing drizzle into the evening hours, Fox 32 reported early Monday. The news comes as a huge storm system brought snow and freezing rain to areas of the eastern United States on Monday, according to AFP. Millions of people have been affected by the weather that caused difficulty for their travel and work schedules. Approximately 300,000 lost power from Missouri to Kentucky to Virginia. Video footage shows backed-up traffic in snowy conditions and a semi-truck sliding down an icy highway. More footage caught the moment a man was forced to dig his car's tires out of the snow. And CBS Mornings reported that over 30 million people were under winter storm warnings. Meanwhile, Chicago's city leaders activated over 190 warming centers for residents, Fox 32 reported on Sunday. Per the AFP article, the National Weather Service, NWS, was predicting up to a foot of snow in Washington, adding that the Capitol's brightly colored row houses and leafy streets were already capped with white early Monday as residents waded through the snow in a city which only rarely has to face such wintry conditions.